Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, October 24th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Grayline Group's Joseph Kopser awarded CleanTX Service and Leadership Award, honoring a career of visionary impact in Texas energy ecosystem. Joseph Kopser, co-founder of Ride Scout, has been awarded the 2025 CleanTX Service and Leadership Award for his visionary impact on Texas energy ecosystem. Kopser's work in clean energy and defense innovation has helped shape Austin as a global hub for clean innovation. His ability to bridge strategy and execution has inspired others to lead with purpose in the clean energy transition. Kopser's journey began after seeing the inefficiencies in delivering fuel to outdated equipment, leading him to focus on reducing dependence on foreign oil. He co-founded the Defense Energy Summit in 2013, positioning Austin as a national model for dual-use innovation. As chair of the CleanTX Advisory Board, Kopser has supported policy initiatives promoting innovation and resilience, framing the energy transition as Texas' next economic opportunity. Learn more about CleanTX at www.cleantx.org. GM loses $1.6 billion as the EV landscape changes. General Motors, GM, has reported a $1.6 billion loss due to decreasing electric vehicle demand and limited federal support, prompting American automakers to reevaluate their electrification strategies. While U.S. carmakers invested heavily in electric vehicle production during the Biden administration, China's electric vehicle industry, led by companies like BYD, continues to flourish. Despite being locked out of some major markets, Chinese companies are outselling Tesla. This shift in the EV landscape has U.S.-based entities like Massimo Group, NASDAQ-MO, reassessing their strategies to stay competitive.
Investor News Breaks, Roth Capital Partners and Sustain SoCal to co-host 8th Annual Sustainability Private Capital Event, October 28 to 29. Roth Capital Partners and Sustain Southern California will co-host the 8th Annual Sustainability Private Capital Event virtually on October 28 to 29, 2025. The conference will connect senior executives from sustainability-focused private companies with investors across venture capital, private equity, family offices, endowments, and foundations. Discussion topics will include solar storage, e-mobility, clean fuels, circular economy, grid battery tech, and ag tech. Roth Managing Director Robert Stevenson and Sustain SoCal President and CEO Scott Kitcher expressed pride in supporting the region's sustainability ecosystem and driving innovation and economic growth. For more information, visit the Sustain SoCal website.
Mining News Breaks, Max Power Mining, OTC Max XF, Frankfurt 89N, receives license for Canada's first dedicated natural hydrogen well. Max Power Mining announced it has received the drilling license for the first well in its natural hydrogen program in southern Saskatchewan, with drilling at the Lawson target expected to begin around November 7, 2025. President and CEO Mansoor John said the license represents a major milestone supported by the Saskatchewan Ministry of Energy and Resources, marking progress toward advancing Canada's first dedicated natural hydrogen well. The Lawson project, located within the Genesis Trend, will utilize advanced geoscience tools for gas detection. Further program updates will be provided prior to the start of drilling. Batteries are helping to balance electricity grids. Countries are turning to renewable energy sources like wind and solar power to reduce pollution and meet net zero targets by 2050. However, the intermittent nature of these sources poses challenges for keeping power grids stable. Companies like QuantumScape Corp are working on innovative battery chemistries to address this issue. These batteries can help balance electricity grids by storing excess energy when production is high and releasing it when needed. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform that covers top companies like QuantumScape Corp, providing access to various media outlets and tailored corporate communication solutions for maximum impact. Mega batteries are driving the renewable energy transition. Mega batteries are playing a critical role in the global transition from fossil fuels to renewable alternatives. While green energy sources are cleaner, they face issues with intermittency due to weather and time constraints. As battery technology advances, companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., OTC, BNI could benefit. Green Energy Stocks is a platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, offering various communication solutions to reach diverse audiences. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com. Max Power Mining Corp., OTC MAXXF, is one to watch. Max Power Mining Corp., listed on the CSE as MAXX and on the OTC as MAXXF, is a company to watch in North America's emerging natural hydrogen sector. With the largest permitted land position in Saskatchewan's Genesis Trend, Max Power plans to drill Canada's first natural hydrogen well in November 2025. Backed by a $5 million investment from a major Southeast Asian energy group and support from billionaire Eric Sprott, Max Power is well positioned for success in the clean energy market. The company's focus on natural hydrogen as a low-cost, emissions-free energy source aligns with the growing demand for clean energy solutions in North America. Max Power Mining aims to lead the way in advancing energy security and transitioning to sustainable energy sources.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.